today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Do you know how much energy it takes to complain? Do you know how much energy it takes to focus on what you are not able to do? What are you spending a lot of time, money, and effort in? Is there anything that you are doing that has your full attention without distractions? When God calls people to a task that He has purposed for them, He calls people who are already busy. Some are busy being a great housewife or a husband. Some are busy being a great grandparent, watching the kids while the parents work. Some are diligently working a 9-to-5 to provide for their families. Some are working hard at the Department of Social Services, trying to assist people with the extra help they need to get on their feet. Others are working hard in corporate America, being stressed by the twists and turns of the day. While others are putting forth much effort volunteering in schools, hospitals, recreation centers across the country. Still, many are busy going to college, trade school, middle school, and high school. God wants all of the aforementioned to go in this might of theirs and do the work spreading the gospel to deliver people from sin and death. You might be asking, what might? My answer would be the might that you are using to do the work that has your attention, that has your time, your money, your commitment, your focus, and your effort. This is what God told Gideon after the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree while Gideon was threshing wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites in Judges chapter 6, verse 11. In Judges chapter 6, verse 12, God begins his conversation with Gideon with these words, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." God called Gideon a mighty man of valor because he was diligent in hiding and threshing wheat in the winepress instead of the threshing floor to feed his family. Gideon used his own might instead of the might of the cattle to thresh the wheat. This is a time-consuming job that takes a lot of strength and energy. That's why cattle would normally be used. The children of Israel had done evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord had given them over to the Midianites, who greatly impoverished them, according to Judges chapter 6, verses 1, 2, and 6. God was looking for a man he could send to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Midianites after Israel cried out to the Lord. The world is crying out to the Lord in many different ways today, and God is looking to send you to be his deliverer. Gideon told God he could not go because his clan was the weakest in Manasseh, and he was the least in his father's house. God replied with these words, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man," according to Judges chapter 6, verse 16. What reason do you have for not going? No reason you give will cause God to change his mind about sending you today. You were born for times like these. You are God's deliverer, so go in this might of yours today, and God will be with you. The victory is yours. Be a witness. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.